Hey, it's episode 16. Today is all about the amazing power and energy of the projector. Let's dive right in. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Soul Design Podcast. So if you caught me last week, you know I've been in this transition period of just really showing you guys what has made me connected, how I'm truly calling in the things I want in life, and how I'm following God's design, how I'm following what He sent me here to do, and all the ways that it's come together. So as I do this, and as you may have heard on previous episodes, a huge part of my journey was human design. I think it's a massive, massive opening to who we are energetically. And God has given each of us a way that we're supposed to work, to run. And I believe that's human design. And And I think it's so important for us to know what type we are in human design and how we function, what works best for us, just so that we can gain our own confidence back. So we can stand strong in who we are and how we can really truly show up the way we're supposed to. Really strip away that shell of who we think we should be and who society thinks we should be, and really just get back to who we are. And what I also love about it is that we can let those around us know as well. They can learn a little bit about human design too, so that they understand you deeper. So that they know how you react to things. They know how you work and function with the most ease and flow in your life. I love how human design has changed my relationships. I love how it has changed my friendships. I love how it has changed my relationship with my kids, with my husband. There's so many amazing things that come from human design and understanding how we energetically work. So today, I want to dive even further into it. I did a manifesting generator episode. I want to dive into projectors. All right. And I want to dive into projectors because I have a wonderful projector in my life. My best friend, she's a projector. And they are such a gift. Every type has their own unique way that they can help serve others. And projectors are truly the guides for all of us. They're only about 9% of the population. But the amazing part of the projector is they have this energy that truly can see into others. They truly have this super focused and absorbing energy that sees into what other people need in life, sees into what is best for them, even when the person can't see it themselves. That's truly the beauty of them. However, invitation is what a projector needs in order to give off that energy. Projectors have so much energy within them and so focused energy that if it's not invited in, it could really be off-putting for the person that's receiving it. So the strategy for a projector is to wait for an invitation. And that can truly be, instead of interjecting yourself into a conversation, take a minute, sit back, listen, and kind of tune into what's going on. And then when the invitation comes in, because it will, your energy is constantly calling in invitations, it's gonna come in the form of, so what do you think about that? Or, do you know anything about that? Or, have you heard about this before? There's an invitation. Or I know now because my best friend is one and I know human design, I'll reach out and say, hey, I'm inviting you to fill me in on all things X, Y, and Z, or all about this, or I'm inviting you to lay on me the knowledge you have, because that's the beauty of projectors. There's so much knowledge within them. They just truly, they're tapped in. They're tapped into God. They get these downloads. They get these, depending on where they're defined, really, they get these different pings on what is best for people. So they have such a great just understanding and knowing of those around them that the information that they give you is so, it can be life-changing, really. So if you have a projector in your life or if you are a projector, know that you have the gift here to truly be transformative in people's lives and to also transform your own, right? That's the gift of all of it. We can help the other, but we help ourselves when we know who we are as well. So key for this, though, is a healthy self-worth for projectors, what really makes them that compelling, which really makes them call in those invitations. when you can stand strong in who you are, really tune into that guidance that's being given to you, and really know and stand strong, build that trust muscle within it, that's when you open yourselves up for invitations. Open yourself up for the right path. Okay? Like I said, God is constantly pushing us in the right direction, showing us little signs here and there. Begin to follow those. Build your self-worth in that. Build your trust in that. And then everything else falls into place. All right, one thing though I want to mention. So as a projector, and if you are one, this may resonate a bit. So because projectors, you know what's needed for people. You know what the next best step is. A huge key for you is recognition. Getting the recognition you think you deserve from the people around you, getting recognition for the things you do, the accomplishments you have, that's actually very important for you. And if you're not receiving that, or if you're not truly in your true self at the moment, you can feel a lot of bitterness. Bitterness because people aren't taking your advice. Bitterness towards someone doing something you wouldn't have done and you told them not to do it. Well, again, taking your advice. And they did it. Or bitterness to just feeling ignored, right? A huge part of who you are is getting recognized for the guidance that you do have. So don't feel ashamed of that. I think sometimes people can... you can feel that bitterness rise and you get angry and you get bitter, obviously, but it can turn into grudges, and you don't want to do that necessarily. Know that you need to be acknowledged and you need that attention from some people, and you need to be able to talk things out. So a huge part for you is just communicating to others what you need at the moment, or let them know. I think a huge part is letting people know what your type is so that they can give you the recognition you need, or to know, oh my gosh, in this moment, they need me to recognize it. That is awesome. That's incredible what you're doing. Thank you for the advice. This was life-changing. Whatever it may be, if you can let your closest circle, the people around you, know who you are, what you need as a person, what you need as a friend, as a partner, whatever it may be, then they can help pull that out within you too. So a huge part, just in general, I think, is communication with those around you to let them know what you need in life, who you are. because the thing is, you see so much potential in everybody. You can see the potential of energy almost. You know where things are supposed to go. You know where they're supposed to lie. And you want to help and serve people. So key, again, for the projector, wait for that invitation. But also at the same time, inform people of how you work. And you don't have to say, I need recognition. It just is more like, you could even ask, hey, what did you think about that advice I gave you? And they're going to give you that recognition back. In one way, shape, or form, you just need to feel recognized, acknowledged, feeling like what you're saying is worth something. Okay? And projectors, you need to also surround yourself with the people who really, truly accept your energy. Again, you have to wait for invitations. They'll come to you. Don't even worry about that. But be sure to really surround yourself with the people who are trying to help you go further. Help you. I mean, we all should be doing that. But projectors, really put yourself out there with people who are ready to move and to do things and to be going. Because it really, truly, it helps motivate you, but it also helps you stay connected when you're around people that have that same type of energy. Right? The thing with projectors, another thing with projectors, that energy is there for you, right? It's always there. So what makes a projector is that you have an undefined sacral and no motor connected to the throat. Okay. That sacral, that's life energy. That's movement. It's a go, go, go type energy. The projector doesn't have that. Okay. And the motor to the throat, that's another energy source. And you don't have that either. So recognize that you're not meant to be a generator. You're not meant to be a manifester. You're not meant to be a manifesting generator. You're not meant to have that constant, constant energy, okay? So give yourself a break. Know that even though when you're in the moment and inspired by something, the energy can really be there. But when you need downtime, let yourself have downtime, okay? And this can change from projector to projector the further you dive into your chart. It just depends on how many motors you actually have defined. But the majority of projectors don't do the 9-to-5 well. They don't do the constant, constant hustle because you're not built that way. So give yourself permission to, when you are lit up, inspired, wanting to help someone, put your energy there. Focus your energy there. But when you're ready to take a step back and relax and you need a minute, take your minute. I feel like a huge portion of the clients that I do help that are projectors, and just what I know from when my friend learned that she was a projector, knowing that you can have the permission to not go, go, go all the time and truly step back and take a minute to reset, that was game changing for them. Knowing, hey, I'm not meant to be on fire all the time, but when I am on fire, I can focus my energy. I could put it in the right direction, but then I need to give myself a minute to recharge. You don't have that constant defined motor or defined sacral that's telling you that you have the energy to do something over and over and over. That's not you. Your energy is a very focused energy. So give yourself that break. Give yourself that minute to go, okay, I think I need to reset and recharge. I've overdone it. I mean, Brittany tells me all the time, or actually I tell her, have you taken a minute to just stop? Like, you've been go, 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 go. You need a minute. You're going to burn out. So give yourself that permission. Allow yourself to be on fire when you are. Take the time. Please take the time to reset and recharge, and don't push yourself past burnout. Don't push yourself into burnout, right? Focus your energy, put it there for a minute, and then step back. Huge, huge thing for projector. And along those same lines of really, truly stepping back and finding time for yourself and disconnecting is also emptying out that absorbing energy that you have taken on from those around you. Like I said, you have the ability to see into the other, right? You have this incredible ability to feel into what it is they need. You also need to find the ways to kind of dump that energy out from your space, right? Where if that's meditation or journaling or Bible study, whatever it is for you, take time to reset. Empty that energy out, release what isn't yours, and really truly tune in again. Just back to you, just back to who you are, and give yourself a minute to completely refresh. Okay, and one last thing I want to touch on about projectors before I sign off today. Sorry, I'm trying to keep this short and sweet so that you get the tidbits you need and then you can apply them to your daily lives quickly. So the last thing I want to hit on, projectors, please try this out for me. Go to bed before you're tired, before you're exhausted. Okay, you are not meant to be physically exhausted, mentally exhausted before you go to bed. You're really meant to get in there before you're tired. And honestly, sometimes it helps to be sleeping just by yourself, just in your own aura. So you're not actually taking on the energy of everyone around you. And I know those of you in relationships, or if you're married, whatever it may be, that could be a little difficult. But know, or at least recognize, if you do get a night to yourself, how you feel afterwards. Sometimes that energy that we're taking on, that you're taking on from those around you, if it doesn't stop at night, it can be, it could push you into burnout without knowing it, just because you're taking on the energy always, constantly. So just know, when I say refresh, I mean get alone, get by yourself, get back to who you are. And release the rest of the energy that you've taken on. But just to recap, you are such a powerful being as a projector. You're 9% of the population. That's huge. You're a gift here that is meant to help guide people. Wait for the invitation to let your energy come out to somebody. But then know you are meant to give them the information that they're asking for. You're meant to guide them. You're meant to put your energy there. And then once that's done, relax back into who you are. Find your space. Find your space. Find ways to feel recognized for the information you do give, whether that's just communicating with others what you need, or you could flat out ask, like I mentioned earlier, ask for how they feel about the information you gave them. Any recognition there. But look for those types of recognition. It's going to help light you up. You were meant to be this type here. That's what I love about human design. You were sent here to be this person. So let's tap into that energy and get you to a place where you feel like you are truly who you are meant to be. And this is how your energy works. And this is how the people around you treat you because of that. And this is where you thrive the most, right? So give yourself permission to try these things out this week. For the next 2 weeks, I say try out the things that I've mentioned in here and allow yourself the grace to learn your type. You are meant here, you are here to help and guide others to an amazing place. To an amazing place. You can see what we can't see. So give yourself the permission to tune into that. Find your connection. Find what helps you get to that point. And I promise you, you're going to see massive changes in life. Massive changes in life. And again, like I said, human design was such an opener to my self-confidence, my self-worth, standing strong in who I am. Give yourself permission to stand strong in who you are. God made you an amazing way, and this is part of it. So get out there, love your type, show it to the world. And as always, I am here if there are questions or feedback, so please reach out. I'm happy to chat. I love chatting human design, so let's dive deeper into it and get you living your soul's unique design. All right, until next Monday, have an incredible week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Are you ready to dive deeper into your human design? Or just learn your human design in general? I fully believe it is what helped me with my confidence, my self-worth, and truly understanding who I was. I fully have stepped into who I'm meant to be, and I want nothing more than for you to do the same. Hop on over to souldesignco.com and snag one of my basic readings. This will give you basic information of type, strategy, authority, and how you're meant to energetically interact with the world. There's no better time than now to start living our soul's design.